This content and related podcast or presentations are subject to copyright and all rights are reserved by Idea Data. The information provided in this module covers the difference of various network visibility techniques and the complete business case for advanced granular flow-based network analytics. Whether you are new to flow or you are looking to replace your old flow tool, the tips in this document will help to minimize your chances of getting stuck with an overpriced lemon. This paper should arm you with sufficient information to understand the deficiencies of other tools and ensure you don't get confused by silicon snake oil that makes a lemon look like a plum, and to avoid swapping one lemon for another. We'll also show you how to recognize what makes a flow auditing tool a positive investment that you can depend on. Introducing NetFlow Auditor. NetFlow Auditor is an integrated network and cyber intelligence solution. It is a network supervision solution that provides granular on-demand and actionable intelligence about everything traversing your network and is unique in its ability to retain and correlate context against high granularity telemetry. NetFlow Auditor analyzes, segments and learns from granular flow telemetry already supported by a typical network infrastructure in real time. It uses historical big data for machine learning and threat intelligence correlation to identify cyber threats and abnormal behavior and context otherwise undetectable. Its revolutionary flow collection and automated diagnostics provides unprecedented and multifaceted network and cyber intelligence from the network, application, data and perimeter layers with support for all flow-capable devices, strengthening defense in depth and providing complete end-to-end network visibility and east-west and north-south accountability. A NetFlow Auditor solution will substantially accelerate incident response and reduce enterprise risk in even the most challenging and complex environments. NetFlow Auditor's ability to scale in collection, retention and correlation goes well beyond any other flow tool in the market. The granularity benefits that are derived from our rich contextual data, coupled with a flexible toolset to analyze every aspect, allows for high-definition forensics. Our cybersecurity additions turn on powerful, real-time cyber intelligence tools that use smart baselines to identify anomalous outliers and threat intelligence correlation for ultimate visibility of nefarious communications. The confluence of analytics, detection, context and early warning substantially speeds up mean time to resolution and eliminates network blind spots, giving you extreme visibility and control.
The complete business case for advanced granular flow-based network analytics. The growing complexity of the IT infrastructure is the major challenge faced by existing network management and network security point solutions. The major forces driving this market are lack of visibility of all aspects of the physical network and cloud network usage, growing compliance, service level management, regulatory mandates, rising level of sophistication of cybercrimes and growing virtualization of servers. Determining the origin and the nature and assessing the impact are some of the major visibility issues that are encountered with maintaining service levels, understanding network slowdowns and outages and detecting cyber attacks and risky traffic. Every minute counts when resolving IT incidents and security risks and assessing the business impact. The key objective of network forensics is to improve visibility of network traffic by eliminating network blind spots and qualifying sources and reasons for high impact traffic. Using an integrated cyber and network intelligence approach offers a superior and cost-effective way to significantly reduce the mean time to know for a wide range of network issues or risky traffic, thereby dramatically reducing wasted effort and associated direct and indirect costs. In today's connected world, every incident response action includes a communications component. An incident may need to be analyzed post-mortem and you need to be able to analyze historical behaviors, investigate intrusion scenarios and potential data breaches and qualify internal threats from employee misuse, and quantify external threats from bad actors. External threats can come from many sources. These could be from new kinds of crawlers or botnets. Ransomware attacks are still on the rise and are finding new ways to infiltrate organizations. Denial of service, DOS, and distributed denial of service attacks, DDoS, continue unabated and are a high risk to business. Insider threats can also occur in a number of ways. Your network may be used to download or host illicit materials or be used in whole or in part to attack. Your intellectual property could be slowly being leaked by negligence, hacking or compromised by disgruntled employees. Networks are becoming increasingly complex. Many inadvertent threats can open the door to malicious outsiders because of negligence, failing to update and patch security holes. Gartner wrote an insightful paper called Prevention is Futile in 2020, Protect Information via Pervasive Monitoring and Collective Intelligence. They highlight that 60% of enterprise information security budgets by 2020 will be allocated for rapid detection and response approaches, which is up from less than 10% in 2013. If prevention is failing, what is left that IT actually still can directly control? IT increasingly will not directly own the user's device or the services they consume, limiting its ability to place invasive controls. In most cases, information must become the focal point for our information security strategies. When breached, how are enterprises able to get visibility as to what happened? Detailed monitoring and recording of interactions with content and systems. Granular forensics, anomaly detection and threat intelligence ability is needed to identify what other users were targeted, what systems were potentially compromised, and what information was exfiltrated. As you will learn in more detail in this session, there are only two methods available, packet or flow collection, to perform this kind of recording and monitoring. How do you identify attacks without signature-based mechanisms? Pervasive monitoring enables you to identify meaningful deviations from normal behavior to infer malicious intent. Nefarious traffic can be identified by correlating real-time threat feeds with current flows. Machine learning can be used to discover outliers and repeat offenders. The main reasons for the shift to flow-based, network and cyber intelligence are: the IT infrastructure is continually growing in complexity. Deploying packet capture across an organization is costly and prohibitive, especially when distributed or per segment. Blocking and tackling, prevention, has become the least effective measure. Advanced targeted attacks are rendering prevention-centric security strategies obsolete. There is a trend towards information and end-user-centric security strategies focused on an infrastructure's endpoints. Without making use of collective sharing of threat and attacker intelligence, you will not be able to defend your business. The ability to perform network forensics at a granular level enables an organization to discover issues and high-risk communications happening in real time, or those that occur over a prolonged period, such as data leaks. While standard security devices such as firewalls, intrusion detection systems, packet brokers or packet recorders may already be in place, they lack the ability to record and report on every network traffic transfer over a long term. Understanding strengths and weaknesses of network and security monitoring technologies collection strategies. It is important to have a basic understanding of the kinds of technology that various flow tools, network management and security tools use to source their network traffic behavior. Each tool in the market processes and value adds various data sources. This basic non-technical detail will be helpful in discerning the strengths and cost benefits of using flow records as the primary data source. It will also help you recognize why NetFlow Auditor's unique approach to flow collection and flow retention are revolutionary, and the high benefit of its innovative machine learning and the resulting flexible network and security intelligence. There are 7 primary methods to collecting network knowledge. 1. Collect and filter SNMP traps. The timeliness depends on the processing time of the trap event and will vary for each network element that is sending a trap. 2. Walk SNMP remote monitoring structures to collect the top data provided by a network device. The timeliness of the data is usually around 5 minutes per poll. 3. Collect and filter syslog events. The timeliness depends on the processing time of the syslog event and will vary for each network element that is sending an event. 4. Scrape device and build flow logs. The timeliness depends on the frequency of scraping. Prior to flow technology, NetFlow Auditor achieved this method of collection at high granularity, scraping every minute. 5. Analyze flow records. Timing of flows is usually set to send every minute, but for some of the low-end flow tools they set to 5-minute intervals to try to reduce flow pressure. 6. Analyze packets. Packet analysis is usually a real-time process and is usually down to the second. 7. Honeypots and honey nets. Attack analytics use deception technology for intrusion detection. This is a near real-time process. Each method has a value and should be used for its strengths, but network engineers and security engineers also need to be aware of their shortcomings. Packet processing can provide high detail because it is a stateful way of analyzing data. These tools are most helpful with analyzing short-term performance issues but also can provide insight into application sessions. Firewalls, congestion management tools, packet brokers and TAPS read packets directly and provide block and tackle techniques to prevent unauthorized intrusion or diagnostics. Other network equipment such as routers and switches to some extent also analyze what is on the wire, allowing traffic to be shunted into different paths or black holes. On the downside, packet processing is usually extremely intrusive and exceedingly costly to deploy and maintain across an organization. It is becoming more and more important for packet processing devices to hand off reporting and alerting to a flow collector, as the task of both collecting and analytics reporting concurrently have proven to be untenable. These packet inspection devices are well suited to providing flow metadata in the form of flow. However, if a flow tool cannot scale in retention ability, then it will not be able to provide the level of detail needed to appropriately value add a packet processor's flow export. Traditionally, network engineers relied almost exclusively on simple network management protocol, SNMP, to monitor bandwidth. Although SNMP facilitates capacity planning, it does little to characterize traffic applications and patterns, which are essential for understanding how well the network supports the business. A more granular understanding of how bandwidth is being used is extremely important in IP networks today. Packet and byte interface counters are useful, but understanding which IP addresses are involved as the source and destination of traffic and which applications are generating the traffic is invaluable. SNMP is useful for basic performance analytics as it can help guide you as to when you may need to purchase more bandwidth. However, if bandwidth is being abused, then SNMP isn't going to help qualify who used the bandwidth. Remote monitoring is an extension of SNMP that provides some top-level bandwidth statistics, but it is a polling technology, whereas NetFlow, SFlow and IPFix push the data to NetFlow Auditor. Remote monitoring is severely limited in visibility as it cannot provide the granularity that flow-based network monitoring enables. The beauty of SNMP is that it is an open standard and it has a unique ability to bring together multiple disparate systems' alerts in a common and standardized way. The benefit of leveraging both the detail of flow and the use of traps that NetFlow Auditor can provide means that NetFlow Auditor can be quickly integrated into a management framework based upon SNMP. Both network and security professionals can anticipate exceptional conditions by defining thresholds and alerts and respond to special situations identified by NetFlow Auditor's machine learning anomaly detection engine, threshold alerts or threat intelligence as soon as they occur, and to enable automatic responses. They can store and analyze the historical flow alert data that has been obtained through SNMP trap collection. Syslog is another way for network devices to send event messages to a logging server, usually known as a syslog server. The syslog protocol is supported by a wide range of devices and can be used to log different types of events. Most network equipment, like firewalls, routers and switches, can send syslog messages. However, unlike SNMP, syslog can't be used to poll devices to gather information. Syslog simply sends messages to a central location when specific events are triggered. SNMP and syslog completely lack the information such as who is doing what, where, when and with whom. The ability to characterize IP traffic and understand how and where it flows is critical for network availability, performance and troubleshooting. SNMP and remote monitoring polling can be particularly noisy on the network and can impact the device being polled. Syslog can be extremely large with much irrelevant data and is event-based only. Behavior analysis using deception technologies is very useful for discovering attempts to steal data, but it is very expensive to maintain, and limited information is captured. coupled with NetFlow Auditor's outlier and threat intelligence correlation would provide a high-value analysis of an intruder's behavior pre- and post-attack. However, the value for identifying network issues or DDoS attacks with deception technologies is basically nil. Flow is a real-time push technology that provides a continual stream of traffic data movement to a collector. It is generally down to 1 minute granularity, although, at the expense of accuracy, flow pressure can be partially controlled by means of sampling and flow export timing. Flow analyzers can facilitate solutions to many common problems encountered by IT professionals. It allows a network admin to characterize traffic based on parameters such as protocol, application, source IP address, destination IP, quality of service and other aspects. As you will begin to appreciate through this training, the potential of flow data does not mean that every flow tool can provide all the anticipated benefits. Even though flows are exported as granular records, it is challenging for poorly designed flow analyzers as they cannot scale in flow collection. You will begin to recognize unscalable flow analyzers as due to minimum retention capacity they tend to focus predominantly on basic performance analytics, allowing you to only understand the bandwidth hogs who are most utilizing the network. Basic network performance analytics does not necessarily help you diagnose slow network performance. We will go into more detail on this later. Monitoring IP traffic flows with NetFlow Auditor facilitates more accurate capacity planning and ensures that resources are used appropriately in support of organizational goals. It helps IT determine where to apply quality of service, optimize resource usage, and it plays a vital role in network security to detect denial of service attacks, network propagated worms, and other undesirable network events. A quick NetFlow history lesson. There are different kinds of flow and flow versions. NetFlow is most commonly known as this was a method marketed by Cisco, but there is also S-Flow and IPFix. These flow standards also come in different versions. Older Cisco equipment most commonly used version 5 for routers and version 7 for switches. Then NetFlow version 9 was introduced, followed by flexible NetFlow, sometimes known as version 10, which is really based on the IPFix standard. To create more confusion, different vendors created their own brand names for their flows. They are really just based on one of the original standards. For example, Huawei call their flow NetStream, which is pretty much the same as NetFlow. Juniper called their flow JFlow, which was based on the version 5 NetFlow standard. Flexible flow standard allows for additional metadata fields to be created, and many vendors began to extend their flow formats. Firewall vendors such as Checkpoint, Cisco ASA and Palo Alto included CNAT information within their flows, enabling the ability to join the dots as to the use of inside and outside address pools. Citrix developed extensions to their desktop virtualization called UpFlow, which breaks down what is occurring within their remote desktop sessions for both client and server. Packet brokers such as Gigamon, Ixia, Nprobe and Cisco AVC are in a unique position as they are used to collecting what's on the wire and are now pushing the boundaries and taking flow metadata to the next level, providing DNS, SSL, URL and other analytics. All flow collectors were not created equal. The potential that flow records provide is visibility of detailed traffic analytics, and that is really the main benefit of flow. However, flows can be very profuse and a lot harder to manage than SNMP, remote monitoring or syslog data. Thousands and in some cases millions of flows can come across to a flow collector every minute. Therefore, it is important to have a flow solution that can scale to collect all the flows being sent. Flow data can be very diverse and can be exported out of a router, switch, firewall, Wi-Fi point, virtual machine, TAP, or a cloud-based environment like Google, Azure or AWS. As data traverses through those pieces of equipment, the call detail records are being sent to our collectors. All flow collectors were not created equal. Collecting flows is only the first part of a flow solution. It is even more important to be able to scale to firstly, collect all the flows and secondly, retain sufficient granularity or be able to retain the important flows. In high compliancy cases, the ability to be able to retain all the flows is paramount. As a point of distinction, NetFlow Auditor is unique in its ability to scale in collection as well as retaining the highest granularity and the ability to extend flows with a real-time tagging process that enhances the flow data with correlated value adds. As you will appreciate as you progress with NetFlow Auditor, is its unique ability for granular flow retention is a good fit with packet processing tools like firewalls and packet brokers or dealing with many flow exporters. The ability to collect flow at a more granular level provides the ability to analyze new applications and their network impact. For example, you can identify new application network loads or remote site additions or see improvement from application policy changes. Deeper forensics of NetFlow traffic can enable the detection of unauthorized traffic, which is useful for performance analytics to avoid costly upgrades and identifying the applications causing congestion. It is also needed for security compliance to quantify which IP addresses are involved in peer-to-peer file sharing, leaking intellectual property or trying to access secured services. Granular NetFlow can be used for anomaly detection to discover misconfiguration or security intelligence, identifying DDoS and worm diagnosis, and with appropriate correlation, which endpoints have been blacklisted as malicious or risky. You can validate quality of service and confirm that appropriate bandwidth has been allocated to each class of service and that no class of service is over or undersubscribed. A lot of organizations still have only very basic bandwidth-oriented network visibility and little or no cyber intelligence. They're using SNMP, remote monitoring or syslog tools or similar kinds of very basic applications, and so they don't have a good idea of understanding of the detail of traffic traversing their network. The flow detail provides the ability to see a depth of data from throughout their network that is otherwise unattainable through other methods of collection. If you don't collect and retain the context of granular network data flows, the systems providing alerting will naturally be limited to the event and not what occurred before or after. Therefore, having depth and granularity that you can properly analyze what occurred is critical. It is therefore very important that you have network and cyber auditing tools that can allow you to analyze the network layers from all perspectives and to enable you to completely eliminate the blind spots without you getting lost in a data forest or drowning in a data lake. Scalable, granular and flexible flow analytics are needed by corporates, ISPs and managed service providers, government and university networks, data centers, global distributed networks and large corporate campuses who require varying degrees of visibility to manage their network environments and to dramatically improve their security posture. It is important to properly understand your current and future needs, and the importance of granularity and how it impacts the ability to fully fulfill the following benefits: performance analytics, anomaly detection, threat intelligence, forensics, root cause analysis, baselining, compliance, billing, peering and cloud visibility. NetFlow Auditor acts as a glue between network, security, risk, architecture, applications and billing teams, allowing these multiple teams to analyze and share information from the same rich common data source. Network and security teams don't always work closely with each other. Having a tool that provides a means to communicate issues from the same deep analytics we have found has been very beneficial for many organizations. With Flow, you're dealing with a lot of different perspectives at the same time. In some cases, you need to analyze servers and other times your physical infrastructure. Other times, it's about the applications. If you have only dealt with simple network analytics, it can initially be a bit overwhelming, as you're now able to analyze multiple perspectives of related data. Any initial anxiety is quickly offset when you begin to quantify the performance use of the physical infrastructure, or delve into the application use, quality of service, host behavior or track and trace complex issues. Where NetFlow Auditor differs from other solutions is that it broadly analyzes and provides intelligence completely across the network's information layers, as opposed to analyzing limited information from syslog or SNMP or being limited to one specific point within the network. Point solutions don't cover enough ground as there are multiple risks and is cumbersome to maintain multiple products and to integrate a suite of products. Point solutions tend to be dedicated and orientated to providing information around a specific use case. What tends to get lost in a point solution is context. It is also important to understand that where the data is being exported from is going to provide a different context. It also may be for a completely different value proposition. Analyzing data from wireless network devices or from firewalls, you're going to get a different context of network traffic information versus collecting from a router or switch. For example, firewalls are generally edge points. They may also provide more stateful information and additional information that will allow you to analyze their access list's performance. Analyzing a Wi-Fi point is generally orientated to laptops, mobile phones, tablets, wireless and various Internet of Things, and provides the ability to track MAC addresses of devices that travel between Wi-Fi points. Packet brokers with new metadata fields like URL may provide additional visibility relating to the endpoint of an HTTP request but also shift the traditional flow visibility value propositions. Collecting data from the core of a network is different than collecting from the network edges. The flow pressure at the core will require a different configuration and architecture than collecting from the edges. Even if you choose to not currently turn on our security modules, our unique scalability, granularity, automation and flexibility will ensure you are going to gain significant benefits when you swap out an existing tool with NetFlow Auditor's base performance analytics module. As our baselining and security modules are professional extensions to our base tools, they can be easily extended as required. All flow tools were not created equal. You need to use the right tool for the job. NetFlow Auditor goes well beyond other solutions. We can start by providing an equivalent, but better, retention level at a comparable price point and then allow AU to scale up the granularity retention rate to provide an unprecedented level of visibility. The ease of a flow tool's ability to collect, archive, report, baseline, diagnose and alert beyond a basic bandwidth performance analytic is critical for you to be aware of. Otherwise, you will likely land up having to do a lot of heavy lifting later when you try to get the reports you need, if at all. Many customers that have swapped to NetFlow Auditor reported to us that they were unaware when they first purchased another tool that the information that they were able to analyze was exceedingly limited. They were understandably upset once they understood just how severely misleading the information was because of their collection and retention limitations. One major reason these tools are so handicapped is because their tools do not have the technical capability to scale to retain flows at sufficient granularity and therefore, this creates serious detection problems. The data they have retained can only be orientated around bandwidth performance analytics value propositions to track the top 10 IP addresses that are consuming the most bandwidth. The level of granularity these tools provide is not that much better than deploying SMTP remote monitoring technologies. Some of these tools have invested more in displaying results in pretty-looking screens than having focused on the data collection and automation function necessary to provide real value. Some of these tools provide what they suggest are security functions. However, without retaining sufficient granular depth or performing baselining and machine learning, the kind of alerts and analytics they provide can only be within the top bandwidth-oriented data that they have retained. Even if they allow you the ability to see different perspectives of what they have retained, they still leave you with basically the same blind spots they purported in their marketing they could solve. Seeing as they cannot scale or flex in their flow collection and flow retention, ultimately handicapping your visibility and impacting your business, you have to ask, where is the value in deploying one of those traffic analytics solutions? There are other flow tools that have orientated their offering toward security and intrusion detection. However, to remain functional, they collect additional granularity only when they identify outliers. Many of these tools also fail to provide overall granularity as they are also not built to scale in high retention. This also causes critical data loss that impacts on the ability to analyze other systems that may have been party to the identified issue. As the level of visibility and security analysis is being extremely misrepresented by these tools, engineers need to be careful not to be led down the garden path and buy into statistically flawed systems with bandwidth-biased data and alerts. We advise you to properly bake off solutions. Compare the tools side by side to properly understand each tool's limitations and strengths and ensure they fully meet your current and future requirements. There are general shortfalls identified in other solutions that NetFlow Auditor can easily outperform. 1. Collection capacity. This is usually expressed in flows per second, and many vendors would make you believe this is the main measure to ascertain the strength of a flow tool and its ability to scale. This is misleading, as rate of collection has no relation to rate of retention. The strength of a flow tool is in its ability to retain flows, as we shall further elucidate. Other flow tools hype their flow per second rates but actually cannot scale in retention. They sort the incoming flows by top bytes and discard the balance. In fact, they drop most of the flows, losing critical context and content. High flow variance and change capacity to handle sudden bursts or managing when big flows occur can suddenly cripple and slow down other products. 2. Retention capacity or flow retention rate. The key capability is to archive and retain flow records in a data warehouse. This is a critical function as, what you don't retain, you cannot report on. Granularity retained per minute is impacted by the mix of high flows per second and high flow variance and the overall design of a flow collector application. Other tools are severely handicapped because they do not have the technical capability to retain flows at sufficient granularity. The data they have retained can only be orientated around bandwidth performance analytics. The inability to scale in retention means the visibility they provide is deficient and limited, and as they are bandwidth inclined, their intelligence and security capabilities are being overstated and are misleading because you can only report on what has been retained. 3. Forensic depth. This is another key differentiator as other tools by their design cannot scale to more than a very limited retention. This is what forces them to orientate around a performance analytics value proposition, rather than root cause analysis or the ability to perform proper anomaly detection. Additionally, most flow tools begin to roll up data into various intervals after certain limited periods that deny you the ability to perform forensics beyond the roll-up point. Ability to retain short-term and detailed historical collections are critical in proving issues that occur over a long-term period. You simply cannot report on what you have not stored. NetFlow Auditor developed a unique methodology of retaining high granularity in small footprints, overcoming the serious limitation that affects other tools' ability to provide real forensics. 4. Diagnostics ability. When other tools do highlight potential issues, it is based only on data they have been able to collect. Their collection process is specifically orientated to analyze only the very largest of the bandwidth-hungry network service requests and therefore, only provide intelligence about what is in the very tip of the iceberg. It means that they can provide visibility and some security information, but it is based only on what they have been able to store in the database, nothing more. There is high probability that you won't get the critical information you need, due to poor programming design, inaccessible data and oversimplistic bandwidth-orientated collection and retention mechanisms. 5. Speed, number of monitored elements and flexibility. The speed, flexibility of alerting and reporting, ease of deployment and special field flow support and other tools are further impacted by the number of monitored elements. The more devices, interfaces, applications or other aspects monitored has been found to severely impact the performance of other tools. The speed of reporting over time. Some tools appear useful when first deploying. However, we have seen many tools performance degrading over time. It is much easier to show off a tool that only has a few days data, versus a few weeks or months. Flexible architectural and hierarchical deployment. It doesn't make financial sense, when the only way to scale another tool is by adding more collectors, to an already defunct tool, turning what you thought was going to be the cheap option into a cost nightmare and that in the end just doesn't and can't provide an effective return on investment. NetFlow Auditor's unique abilities, for ultimate visibility. NetFlow Auditor is providing broad and strategic integrated traffic accounting analytics. Our modules can be limited to a very basic network performance license. It can be enhanced, at any time, to suit your highly detailed security-oriented intelligence. This allows for use by both network and security teams, individually or jointly. This modularity enables you to start with your current budget with the knowledge you can extend by simply upgrading the license. Our extended options allow for network segmentation and forensic depth with automation such as reporting, threshold alerting or anomaly detection and threat intelligence cybersecurity features to enhance your defense and depth strategy. Our network intelligence and our cyber intelligence modules have been designed to run independently, or they can work together as a powerful integrated solution. The NetFlow Auditor capture methodology is unique and provides a ubiquitous collection of multifaceted information from the network layer, the application layer, the data layer, and the perimeter layers that dramatically strengthens defense in depth and provides smart detection, intelligence, and unprecedented visibility to eliminate blind spots and quickly identify systems and infrastructure at risk, substantially reducing the mean time to know. The intelligence that NetFlow Auditor derives enables a common bond that connects network, security, risk, architecture, applications, and billing teams, taking data feeds from the widest range of devices and functions to enable network and security professionals and existing tools to benefit from a single intelligent data source. No other solution can achieve the broad coverage and unique granularity, scalability, flexibility, and intuitive forensics and cyber features at the same low cost, low impact, and easy deployment. Providing integrated network intelligence and security intelligence provides these teams with a single sheet to be able to compare results and allow handoff between each other. NetFlow Auditor's benefits interlink and acting in unison increase the power and benefit of the solution as a whole. Its unparalleled ability to scale in multiple directions such as collection, retention, and correlation with the broadest vendor support provides rich data from which to data mine. The benefit of the flexible data mining and automation tools we provide enables us to provide performance analytics and granular forensics visibility. Machine learning, AI, and threat intelligence feeds enable first-rate cybersecurity outlier detection and mitigation. NetFlow Auditor provides two different detection systems, machine learning anomaly detection with diagnostics, and correlated knowledge-based threat intelligence. It provides comprehensive coverage of the network at unprecedented depths and enables analysis of attack path through topological analytics. Its ability to output filtered results enables easy integration with remediation. As there are many unique aspects that NetFlow Auditor provides over any other flow tool, we have grouped them into five main areas: scalability, granularity, flexibility, contextual correlation, and change detection. I'll start by just saying what they are and then I will extrapolate in more detail. Scalability in data management with vendor-agnostic multi-threaded collection, clustered collection, granular retention, collection tuning, correlation tagging, and hierarchical parallel query. Contextual correlation for application mapping, network segmentation, threat intelligence, external services, MAC address and manufacturer identifiers, device groups, interface groups, IP geolocation, quality of service, MPLS and autonomous system number peering analytics. Granularity for forensics and compliance. NetFlow Auditor is fully IPv6 compliant. Flexibility of performance and quality of service analysis, multidimensional analytics, automated reporting and event alerting, visual analytics. Change detection encompassing baselining, behavior anomaly detection, automated diagnostics, and threat detection. 1. Granularity. NetFlow Auditor has unique granularity retention methodology that preserves big data in a small footprint, enabling extreme visibility. It subsequently enables high-definition anomaly detection, threat intelligence, and data retention compliance. NetFlow Auditor's high-definition granular collection and retention underpins and provides extreme visibility to perform effective detection, forensics, compliance, and billing. No other flow tool can achieve this. With high granularity, high-definition anomaly detection, diagnostics, and security forensics are achievable. Attacks with small packet loads like DDoS, DOS, ping, ACK or SYN floods, reflection attacks, and slow DOS become visible and enable mitigation. With high granularity, peer-to-peer file sharing abuse, mail spamming, crawlers, and data leakages can be seen, impacting the business, network, and user experience. Endpoint threat intelligence requires granular data collection and retention of small flows that are of a high risk. You can't control what you can't see. 2. Flexibility. NetFlow Auditor's unique flexible and automated reporting, data mining, and visual analytics substantially reduces mean time to discover, diagnose, and repair. 3. Scalability. NetFlow Auditor provides multiple architectural configurations to allow organizations of all sizes to collect flows at various levels of granularity. This suits different value propositions, from simple performance visibility to full forensic compliance. Different sized organizations have different retention needs from flow data at different times. It is massively scalable in collection, allowing clustered and multi-threaded collection, ingenious flow pressure shock absorption, collection tuning, and hierarchical parallel query across multiple data warehouses. A flow tool needs to be able to cost-effectively flex in deployment, collection techniques, support privacy, multi-tenancy, virtual routing, and different flow types. NetFlow Auditor was built to scale in all aspects from the ground up. 4. Automated reporting and event alerting. A comprehensive scheduler delivers CSV, PDF, and HTML analytics by email, report repository exports, sends alerts and SMTP traps. Enables automated historical trawling and trigger alerts. 5. Performance and quality of service analysis. Quality of service, peering, application performance, bandwidth, and other network issues can be quickly identified, accelerating incident response. 6. Traffic accountability. Complete traffic accounting provides you with real-time visibility across your entire complex network to proactively identify and quickly resolve network issues, anywhere they happen. 7. Vendor agnostic. We are not owned by a networking vendor and have no hardware bias. We provide complete agnostic support of flow telemetry from different kinds of networking equipment such as firewalls, routers, switches, Wi-Fi, packet brokers, virtual machines, cloud, plus other specialized networking infrastructure from vendors such as Checkpoint, Ixia, Cisco, Juniper, Palo Alto, Gigamon, MikroTik, VMware, HP, 3Com, and a whole lot more. As an example, please see the solution brief describing how Checkpoint and NetFlow Auditor partnered to provide the ultimate network anomaly analytics and forensics. The link is provided in the PDF version of this training. 8. Network segmentation. The network can be logically segmented by defining real-name business groupings of contiguous and non-contiguous IP addresses. This is used for logical route analysis, billing, capacity planning, and full substantiation. Retaining business group metadata can also aggregate usage against an accounting record for each flow without necessarily retaining every detail. This approach also provides the means to track the behavior of a network based on segmented endpoint IP groups even when collecting the flow data from just core devices. Performing route analysis between logical groups enables easy understanding of the flow of traffic. For example, it becomes easy to quantify traffic flowing between different departments or buildings or any other physical or logical group. The segmentation process employs an extended Internet Protocol address management technique for real-time location tagging. The IPAM supports multi-tenancy, allowing location tagging even when the same IP address ranges are used on multiple interfaces and devices. An integrated address management allows a means of planning, tracking, and helping to manage the Internet Protocol address space used in a network. Address management tools are also increasingly important as IPv6 networks are deployed with larger address pools, different subnetting techniques, and more complex numbers that are not as easily human-readable as IPv4 addresses. Used together with our long-term trending enables speedy 95th percentile billing. 9. Forensics. Eliminates network blind spots, providing data mining of all aspects of flow data, allowing security and other network issues to be quickly identified within the rich retained contextual big data. NetFlow Auditor provides visibility of every network conversation and scales beyond any other product in the industry. It can perform analysis on any combination of data fields simultaneously, for example usage, packets, flows, packet size, utilization, TCP flags, and other measures. It sorts data by any field, and effectively measures usage, trending patterns, baselines, averages, peaks and troughs, and standard deviations. There are multiple analytical views to allow for a complete view of network traffic, and can be used with any inclusion or exclusion filters, and can be used for billing, security, or performance analytics. Count analysis. Count records as part of a result to quickly identify excessive flows or change. Any record combination can be counted. Enables quick identification of port scanners, peer-to-peer users, DOS attacks, or other spammy conversations. Used over the long term, it identifies long-lasting flows or conversations. Percentile analysis. Short-term and long-term percentile analysis can be calculated, A percentile analysis of a threshold event will provide an indication of change. This can be said in conjunction with baseline analysis. Top X per Y analysis. Top X per Y is a unique flexible aggregating and divisioning tool. It can be used to provide a simple bird's eye view analytics such as top 5 applications for each ASN peer, or more granular identification such as the top 100 threats for each affected IP. Packet size analysis provides a detailed view of network traffic by packet sizes. Use this information to optimize VoIP traffic, as well as to identify packet size anomalies. Baseline analysis. Comparative analysis can be performed on any and every element, comparing an element's periodic behavior across the timeline. Deviation analysis. Analyze traffic patterns by standard deviation to identify what aspects have changed the most in a specific period. Quickly identifies outliers, worms, increasing flows, DDoS or data floods. Cross-section analysis. Stacked graphs enable comparison of any two network traffic parameters. As an example, analyze the details of each quality of service, class of service, cross-section by application. Custom group analysis. IP addresses can be grouped by location, customer, application, and services. Network traffic detail can now be categorized in logical groups for reporting, billing and capacity planning. Bidirectional analysis. Show forward and reverse conversations for source, internal, inbound and ingress versus destination, external, outbound and egress conversations, to quickly identify which side of the conversation is responsible for the traffic generation. 10. Baselining. Baseline analysis enables historical, time-based profiling of any link, server, threats, business group, IoT device or any other thing that uses a network to communicate in real time. It also enables machine learning-based discovery of outliers against a learned baseline. Baselining technology learns what's normal on your network for every hour and weekday. It detects any activities that deviate from normal baselines. A monitor traffic item means the defined baseline, which by default are interfaces but could be an application, server or any other flow field or a mix thereof with any specified inclusions and exclusions. Measurement profiles baselined are flows, BPS, PPS, packets, packet sizes, bytes, TCP flags and congestion flags and, if available, latency, TTL, drops and more. For each measurement profile, NetFlow Auditor learns statistics for sums, counts, standard deviations, averages, minimums and maximums. Overall, 11,424 intelligent baseline statistics are learned for every monitored traffic item. In simple terms, this means that outlier detection is exceptional. 11. Machine learning, behavior anomaly detection, and artificial intelligence. Evaluates normal versus abnormal behavior to discover and thwart cyber attacks such as DDoS, advanced persistent threats, and insider threats. Machine learning algorithms enable identification of issues from large-scale attacks to obscure data leakages. Anomaly detection employs machine learning, outlier detection and intelligent diagnostics. It uses real-time baselining and machine learning algorithms to continually monitor, benchmark and automatically detect abnormal communications with your network-connected assets. Our sophisticated behavior-based anomaly detection technology uncovers any activity that deviates from machine-learned baselines and is coupled with intelligent diagnostics to identify irregularities and repeat offenders. 12. Automated diagnostics. Diagnostics processes qualify the cause and impact for each offending behavior breach. It builds a KPI qualification score and quantifies the possible cause such as DDoS, DOS, scanners, sweepers or peer-to-peer file sharing. A unique ticket is generated by severity taking into account any repeat offenders. It provides an intelligent whitelisting process to cater for local knowledge. Alerts are sent via emails or SNMP traps and forensics analysis of the issue is simply a click away. 13. Threat intelligence. NetFlow Auditor's threat intelligence data is freshly derived from a large number of sources to provide effective visibility of known bad threats and attackers. Threat data is sourced from global honeypots, threat feeds, crowd sources and our own active crawlers to create a big data threat pool collated from multiple sources. Its real-time process ensures threat data is always fresh and timely, with smart tagging to identify your systems conversing with bad actors and how long it has been going on. It monitors for communication with endpoints of poor reputation. It correlates global threat big data with real-time flows, identifying risky conversations with ransomware, Tor, Bitcoin mining, illicit traffic, malware, and other traffic of ill repute. There are various kinds of threats that we provide insight to concurrently, such as ransomware, Tor, and other kinds of encrypted traffic, known malware and Trojan endpoints, as well as illicit or other endpoints of low reputation. These are tiny communication needles that are hidden in the haystacks of large complex traffic data transfers. NetFlow Auditor's ability to highlight these communication transfers can be reported and provide early warning detection that can substantially help reduce and mitigate the risks from these risky endpoints. Ransomware deserves the first mention, as the damage and cost impact of ransomware can be so large it's important to try and identify these nefarious needles as quickly as possible. Ransomware often begins with phishing emails or other kinds of infiltration techniques, and can be triggered either by a botnet controller or even by stopping communication with an external endpoint. It is therefore critical to have passive visibility to give you an early warning system that will enable you to backup, redirect, or monitor infections given to related systems without triggering the ransomware. Like any protection racket, ransomware is workable because the criminals who run these networks do it as a business. The damages were just $325 million in 2015. The FBI estimated it to be a $7 billion business in 2017. It is expected to climb to $11.5 billion in 2019 and anticipated to grow substantially. Ransomware criminals all subscribe to some form of ethics, which means they set the price at some affordable rate that they anticipate the individual or business will pay to get their files back. Some industries will be more targeted than others. Ransomware attacks on healthcare organizations are expected to quadruple by 2020. There has never been an incident with ransomware attacks on commercial entities where the criminals haven't supplied the decryption key, as it is not good for business. This is different to malicious agents that are used to create damage, steal intellectual property and loss, and can be used for political statements, cyber wars, competitive or other purposes. Tor traffic is another high-risk communication that generally should not be occurring from a business context. Tor is used by ransomware and other malignant traffic to control zombies and to penetrate into or filter intellectual property from organizations. NetFlow Auditor's intelligent agents constantly learn Tor relays and exits and correlate this information in real time, allowing you to quickly discover and mitigate. Tor is not all bad. It really depends on the context of where it is used. If it is used to help repressed people to communicate with the outside world or to enable journalists to communicate with anonymous sources, that is acceptable, but, in a sensitive environment, is something you would want to investigate. Just to demonstrate the extreme power of our threat intelligence, used in conjunction with the rest of our forensics toolkit, our research team set out to find methods to show the potential of how NetFlow Auditor could be used in helping to solve some major global cybercrime issues. 1. A method to distinguish between general peer-to-peer file sharing traffic from illicit traffic transfer simply by using flow metadata. Peer-to-peer file sharing is one method by those wishing to share illicit traffic, as it provides anonymity by obscurity because a file download is split across multiple peers, with each peer providing a shard of the file. Peer-to-peer file transfers are encrypted, which further inhibits detection. By correlating flows with hosts known to share illicit traffic during flow collection, NetFlow Auditor is able to tag this undesirable communication in real time. The IDEA data research team discovered that combining analytics methods, it becomes instantly apparent that sharding now provides an excellent means to uncover communications with suspect hosts without impacting the privacy of other hosts that access other material. It is the coincidence factor that qualifies a host as partaking in the nature of illicit downloading and sharing. Perhaps connecting with a couple of hosts sharing illicit traffic is a coincidence, but connecting with 100 different hosts in the last 15 minutes alone is not. Our method can be used for other nefarious traffic with appropriate correlation sources. 2. A method to de-anonymize Tor traffic. We collected traffic from multiple devices, and then using our hierarchical real-time parallel query processing, we stitched the analysis together to build a flow route between the Tor peers. For those security teams who have been trying to reduce the risk of illegitimate darknet activity, would recognize that employing NetFlow Auditor in creative ways could be highly beneficial to the global community. 14. Visual Analytics. A picture tells a thousand words. Visual analytics enables a more direct method to present network traffic than traditional charts. This is a field of analytics that takes advantage of information visualization and scientific visualization. It focuses on your analytical reasoning facilitated by our interactive visual interfaces. It makes complex information easier for better and faster decisions and helps to solve relevant issues. NetFlow Auditor provides multiple visual analytics tools to enable you to gain speedy insights and easy visual identification of patterns, to help you fully see and understand your network and network events. NetFlow Auditor provides various visual analytic techniques, geolocation, topology, link analysis, and Sankey sessions. Geolocation provides an extended world map-orientated view that display topology and link analysis with auto-recognition of the exact originating and terminating IP or country location. Topology views can use geolocation or custom backgrounds. The traffic flows between nodes or via interfaces and network infrastructure are animated to enable easy visuals of traffic direction and movement. Topology includes physical devices and interfaces showing traffic between source and destination and size of the traffic as it traverses each device. Topology also supports background images for contextual placement of your devices. Link analysis displays point-to-point connectivity between interfaces, autonomous system peers, network and IP addresses. These can be viewed as force, point-to-point to identify clusters of similar conversations, bundle, simple point-to-point connectivity, and cord, colored with meter size. Sankey analysis is a very powerful analytics method to enable a clear view of many dimensions of traffic, to provide a visual analytic that is dynamic and simplifies understanding of complex data. Sankey sessions show the logical flow relationship between one flow element and another within a chain of flow field elements. Sankey visualizations allows you to get a very quick understanding of the traffic meter being analyzed with the thickness of the line representing the amount of the meter, such as BPS, bytes, packets, flows, latency, and so forth. 15. Modular, easy deployment. We have found that customers require different levels of flow granularity at different stages. We try help you to understand the benefit of using flow, and the benefits of our various interlinked network and cyber intelligence technologies, but we don't try to press you to use all aspects of our technology that you may not yet appreciate or that may be beyond your current budget. This translates to a solution that can begin with a small investment with NetFlow Auditor orientated as a performance analytics tool and later, extended to a full-blown cyber intelligence and compliance solution without requiring tool retraining and flow redeployment. Our systems are very easy to deploy. We provide installers for Linux, Red Hat and CentOS, or Windows or as a pre-installed Linux Open Virtual Appliance format. We are available to discuss solution architecture considerations including installations and upgrades and customization. We can assist you with size calculations to help you to plan deployment processes and train you to help you get full use of NetFlow Auditor. Our team is standing by to demonstrate how to use NetFlow Auditor analytics and how to use each screen, including using overview and real-time navigation, creating filters and scheduling reports and alerts, and both basic and advanced baselining anomaly detection, forensics and security and alerts. Our support team is available to assist you with any issues you may encounter during deployment, such as exporting flows, supporting non-standard flows, as well as dealing with any hardware resource limitations, and we will show you how to troubleshoot and resolve these issues. Please feel free to send us questions or advise areas you would like us to expand on. Please email us at support@netflowauditor.com. This is the end of this training module. Thank you for listening.
The information provided is based on our experience and personal opinions. The ideas and strategies presented are intended to be used for educational purposes only and should be used in conjunction with your own professional experience. Experiences discussed in this module may differ slightly as each of your requirements for network, security, compliance, detection and billing, as well as your equipment sending flows, capture points such as core or edge, flow size, hardware performance, operating system settings and flow variance or other environmental conditions may vary. While we have made every attempt to ensure that the information contained in this document is complete, IDEA Data is not responsible for any errors or omissions, or for the results obtained from the use of this information, and you should independently research and verify the information. Although every effort is made to document all aspects of the application, changes may occur from time to time that may provide additional or changed features, and you are responsible to perform due diligence to ensure the product or any changes thereto meet your requirements.